And that's bad, right? Okay, the Protestants, on the other hand, if they couldn't get somebody to recant once they caught them, they drowned them. What they said was, this is your third baptism. See, you don't redo baptism. You did it the second time. We're going to kill you for it. Here's your third baptism. You're going to die. Y'all, these are Christians, quote unquote. This is the Church of England and the Catholic Church killing believers because they got dunked in water. That's the kind of heritage that we had from close to the beginning, from we'll say 300 AD, all the way through into the 1500s. That is not only despicable, it's demonic. And it's wrong, of course, but that's the way things were. Now, we're all the way up to crossing over into the 1600s, right? What does that have to do with anything? The Christian persecution by other Christians and the restrictions placed on faith because or became the catalyst resulting in the birth of our country. These people came here. That's something that's gotten lost over time, especially through academia in our country. So, what's my point? Why this progression up to here? To at least get an idea of understanding, because what we learn most from history is that most people don't learn anything from history. What we learn most from history is that most people don't learn anything from history, and one of the reasons is because most people today don't know our true history, because it's been shoved aside. Our history, and I've meditated over this for so long. Julie and I have been around for a while. Back in the 60s, it had already been, quote, secularized, our history. We heard a lot about, quote, patriotic things, right? Patriotism is now enjoying a revival in our country. Hallelujah. However, we didn't hear the God things. We didn't hear what actually was going on. Why did these people come here? Well, brother, some of them wanted land and opportunity. Yeah, right. Most of them came here so they wouldn't die for their faith. That was the primary motivation. And you don't hear that today. We don't know our true history because we let it slip. Somewhere along the line between the mid-1800s, in that 100 years to 1950, we allowed our true history to be pulled aside so that it wasn't accurately repeated. Protestant Christianity is the foundation of our nation, period. And why would I say Protestant? Because predominantly, the little bit with the French, mostly more to the north, and the Spanish, way down at the end in the south, they were predominantly Catholic, okay? And that stuff got pushed out. what the country was mostly settled by, built by, and through were Protestant Christians. I remember when I was a kid, everybody knows who John Fitzgerald Kennedy was, right? Okay. Anybody know what one of the main things about John Kennedy that made him so unusual and so special when he was elected president? Yeah. He was the first Catholic to ever be elected president. And I remember talking to my dad about it. That was in 63 was when he was assassinated in 1960. And I'm going, you know, what's the big deal? Well, that's because, again, the majority of the people of the country come from a lineage that is by far Protestant and Christian. And for an awful lot of years now, you've been taught, children have been brainwashed. Let me give you a little example that some of you may find offensive, or maybe not really that, you know, impactful. But the other day at our house with grandkids there, they wanted to watch a movie. And I have no idea what the name of that movie was. Where's Ivy? She wanted to see it. So she hadn't seen it, if I remember the story, since she was little. What? Yeah, when she was little. She was real little, okay? So Jethro and Grandmom and mostly going in and out and myself, and I sat there and I was watching. It's a cartoon, right? Okay, the cartoon has three main characters. There's a Mustang stallion roaming wild, right? Then there is a lieutenant and his company of cavalry in the United States Army, the blue outfits. And then there is a young Indian boy. Those are the three prominent characters of the story, right? And it was a delightful story. You know, lots of adventure, lots of drama and intrigue. And remember, it's animated. It's a cartoon, right? It's animated. However, very quickly, they established that the freedom-loving wisdom of the ages belonged to the horse. Okay? The free spirit and courage and fortitude was the young Indian boy. The bad people were the white army people. They were awful. And I sat there watching that thinking, and again, okay, you can have a problem with me if you like. Not new. But I thought about that and think, okay, you're showing this to young children.